Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you own your own business, home-based or otherwise, or if you work for someone else, there are certain biblically-based business principles for success that each of us need to know, fully understand, and utilize every day. If you can't see any scenario by which you might need these principles, listen and learn them anyway. Because truthfully, you don't know fully the plans God has for your life, regardless of your age, or what you're doing at this very moment.
And that certainly happened to us at a time or two.
Number one, seek God's direction on how you handle your business. If I were to ask most Christians, who would they like to discuss their business ideas with? Some would say Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, or the guy from Amazon. Have you ever heard of Trafodata? Trafodata? It was Bill Gates' first company, and it failed. Have you ever heard of Zune, Z-U-N-E? It was Microsoft's first attempt compete with iPod, didn't make it. No question, Bill Gates has an amazing track record, but he's not infallible.
As a matter of fact, nobody is.
That's right. When most people hear the name Warren Buffett, they think about him being an investment genius, and for the most part, he is. However, most people don't realize that his impulsive purchase of Energy Future Holdings Corporation ended up costing his company, Berkshire Hathaway, caused him to lose $876 million. Or his purchase of Dexter Shoes, which he later referred to as the worst mistake he ever made. Buffett is a brilliant investor, but he's not perfect. Here's the bottom line. You can seek advice on business decisions, direction, for someone who's right most of the time. Or you can heed the advice of somebody who's right all the time. Honey, I would say that's no choice, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In 1 Samuel 21, 2. 1 Samuel 21, verse 2, it says, "And David said unto Ahimelech the priest, the king hath commanded me a business, and hath said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send ye. And what I have commanded thee, and I have appointed my servants to such and such a place."
Hallelujah. See, wisdom from the word is always right.
There you go.
10 times out of 10. Here's another thought. Why seek advice from secular men and women who don't have a heart for the things of God?
In Ecclesiastes 8, verse 16 in the Living Bible says, "In my search for wisdom, I observed all that was going on everywhere across the earth. Ceaseless activity, day and night. Of course, only God can see everything. And even the wisest man who says he knows everything doesn't."
Hallelujah. And by the way, the three men that I mentioned, Gates, Buffett, and Amazon man, well,
hate to break it to you, but
they're not working for the word.
That's it.
They're working for the world.
That's it.
And the wealth of the wicked, that's them, is laid up for the righteous. That's us. And if you're not serving God, then you're not righteous, which makes you wicked. Think about that. Number two, God wants you running an honest business. I remember hearing, honey, a man say, "It's my business and I'll run it the way I want to." Wrong, wrong answer. Try again. Yes, I know life is not a game show, but no one can convince the television networks of that fact.
Yeah, think about it.
But listen to these scriptures.
Proverbs 11, verse 1. Proverbs 11, 1 in the Message Bible. Without good direction, people lose their way. God hates cheating in the marketplace. He loves it when business is above board. And in Proverbs 16:11 in the Message Bible, it says, God cares about honesty in the workplace. Your business is his business.
If there's but one thing you get from today's call, it should be that your business is God's business.
Amen. And
he really...
No, go ahead.
He really wants you to run it honestly. There's a misinterpretation of why Jesus turned over the tables of the money changers in the temple. It wasn't that they were doing business. It's that they weren't being honest in their dealings.
Matthew 21:12 says, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves.
The merchants in the courtyard were selling animals for sacrifice. This was done as a convenience for those who left home without their sacrifice, or perhaps decided to change the kind of animal they were sacrificing at the last moment. Jesus was not ignorant of the fact that this practice was set up in the temple because people, were too lazy to bring their best from home or as an excuse to offer an animal that was less than the best. And evidently, some of the money changers were even using less than honest scales. For in Matthew 21:13, Jesus calls them a den of thieves.
Proverbs 20:23 in the Message Bible says, God hates cheating in the marketplace. Rigged scales are an outrage.
Honesty in the marketplace is also mentioned in Proverbs 11:1.
That's right.
11:1 in the Message Bible. It says, God hates cheating in the marketplace. He loves it when business is above board.
These different translations bring a whole new look at what we're talking
about.
They
really do, honey. There are two things that upset Jesus about what was going on in the courtyard. First, the money changers were cheating people. And second, the money changers were selling animals for sacrifice that were less than the best. Remember, our business is his business.
And his business should really be our business.
Yeah. Number three, offer a quality product and service. I love this story. President Ronald Reagan learned that it's better to make a decision than to let other people make it for you. When President Reagan was a kid, his aunt took him to a shoe store and had the shoemaker make him some custom-made shoes. The future governor and president was asked if he wanted square-toe or round-toed shoes. He couldn't make up his mind, and when he went to pick them up, one shoe was round-toed and the other was square-toed. It was a lesson the shoemaker was teaching the future president about making his own decisions. That shoemaker taught President Reagan at a young age a valuable lesson. Truthfully, it'd be interesting to know about this man and his life. Obviously, he made an impression on President Reagan by his business practices.
Amen. And I think the late President Reagan probably put that to good use.
Yes, he did.
In later life.
He did.
Proverbs 20:8 in the Message Bible says, leaders who know their business and care keep a sharp eye out for the shoddy and cheap. For who among us can be trusted to be always diligent and honest?
In business, you make decisions on a daily basis. If you compromise quality or accept less than best service from your employees, your days as a business owner will be limited. By offering a quality product and service, you're practicing the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. You know, that golden rule came from the scripture.
That's right. Specifically in Matthew 7:12 says, therefore, all things whatsoever you would
that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And the classic Amplified Bible translation of Matthew 7:12 says it this way. So then, whatever you desire that others do to you and for you, even so, also do to and for them. For this is, or sums up, the law and the prophets. And the Message Bible, I do remember this very well, of 7:12 in Matthew, says, here is a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and prophet, and this is what you get.
Number four, plan ahead. If you've listened to us many times, you've heard me say that prior proper planning precipitates positive progress and performance, preventing possible problems and predicaments. Some time back, I did a teaching entitled, Plan Your Work, Work Your Plan, based on a statement by Vince Lombardi, the coach of the Green Bay Packers. Strongly encourage you to visit HaroldHerring.com and read that teaching several times. Plan your work, work your plan. Just search for it.
1 Samuel 21, verse 8 in the New International Version says, again, or this time, David asked Ahimelech, don't you have a spear or a sword here? I haven't brought my sword or any other weapon because the king's business was urgent.
We should point out that prior proper planning will prevent you from living in the tyranny of the urgent. Procrastination is the enemy of planning, as it causes delay in decision making and actions that need to be taken.
Genesis 24:33 in the Darby translation. And there was set meat before him, Abraham's servant, to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have made known my business.
Eliezer, Abraham's servant, was a man with a plan. And he was working that plan. That's great advice for each of us. We realize, Proverbs 6:4 in the New Living Translation is talking about the urgency of getting out of cosign notes. But I love this verse, as I think it could apply on many different levels. The verse says, don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. To us, that describes the urgency of creating a plan for your future, whether your own business or not.
And understand that the world's point of view of the golden rule is, he who has the gold rules. You know, we've probably said many times, and I'm sure you've heard it. But that is not what will ultimately, hear me now, ultimately take you to the success that you really want.
And or that God wants for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, guess what? We're not finishing this today. We'll work on it again tomorrow. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go up to HaroldHerring.com. Click on the button that says Sow a Seed. Ask God what seed he'd have you sow. While you're on the website, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.